Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, and my co-host here, Leanna Wojcik, filling in for Dave Popwich. How you doing, Leanna?
Good, thanks, Faisal. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being with us. This is going to be a great show. We're going to talk about, that couple of dollars we spent to buy out a pipeline from a company in Canada, you know, Keystone, stuff like that. You know, like we're gonna talk about how energy prices are impacting us. As you transition to and live in retirement, inflation is going to be the biggest impact to you and your purchasing power over your retirement. And energy costs is one of the culprits for this. So we're going to talk about that. And then what about this whole side gig concept?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about if you have a side business or maybe a passion project you want to continue through your retirement, getting some help from a digital perspective to grow that business. We have somebody from the city of Calgary here to talk about an initiative that they have on to help small businesses grow their business.
Do you know what the difference is between a business that makes money and a business that doesn't?
One exists and one doesn't anymore.
For that one. Some people call the business that don't make any money in retirement a hobby.
That's also fair. that's a pay to play rather than a
pay to play, kind of like our golf game, right, Leanna?
That's right.
All right. I was on a couple of social media platforms, and what's come up is these simple how to or what you should do in retirement. And let me give you the example of one of them. Now, this individual has been very popular on certain platforms on social media, and they're like 30-second clips and so forth, and he does some work out there. And he's been talking about just invest in the S&P 500 in a passive index. You'll be fine through retirement. That's what you should do. Just do this. And I got upset because I've heard this time and time again from all different people in our industry and outside of our industry, talk about just buy the index in retirement. You're fine.
Okay, I'm just going to start. Big pet peeve of mine, whenever somebody says, just do something, that's their first indicator that it is not as simple as what they're about to tell you that it's going to be.
Fair enough. In anything in life.
In anything in life.
Okay. When they talk about the investing portion in retirement, they bring up a piece of data, and they're cherry picking a piece of data that will match their argument. Okay. And so let's go with the argument of just invest in the most well-known index probably in the world, the S&P 500. And you'll be fine because on average, it's made 11.2%. So just do that. Over the last 100 years, it's been over 11%. You'll be fine. Think about how great you can do that. And I almost lost it. I almost lost it.
And I don't blame you because that quote unquote advice doesn't take into account a single thing about anything that's going on in a person's life.
Exactly. How does a person generally react? And we have enough data of do-it-yourself investors that are at discount brokerages, people who are calling their advisor and responding to what's happening in the markets. When a certain point of time the markets fall, it's called capitulation. It's usually around 20, 30%. They're like, I'm done, cash me out.
Lock in my losses.
Lock in my losses. That's the first thing, is the psychology of money. When you're losing, it hurts a lot more than when you're winning.
Absolutely. Makes sense. Yep. Makes sense.
But people actually capitulate or sell. So what this 30-second social media clip did not give information on, nor when I investigated the website, because, you know, I have no life, I do these things. Nowhere does it say, here are the risks of investing in the S&P 500. So let me outline a couple of them. Over the last 100 years, if you invested in the S&P 500 over any 10-year period, the median rate of return was 12.7%. 10-year performance, median rate of return, 12.7. Now, some people haven't done their stats programs yet, but some people may not remember this, but it's been a while. But median means half the time it's less than 12.7, half the time it's greater than 12.7. But what's also interesting is 95% of the time you get a positive rate of return. That means greater than zero.
But it could mean 0.1%.
It also means that 5% of the time you've lost money. So let's say you had your $1 million invested in August 2010. Okay. And you went to the moon for 10 years and came back. Your $1 million is now $610,000 if you invested in the S&P 500. That doesn't sound like a good retirement plan.
No, so then it becomes a timing question.
Correct.
And timing is one thing that people who are getting close to retirement or who are in retirement don't really have the luxury of playing with.
And what this social media clip did not even talk about is in retirement, you do something that you don't normally do before retirement. That's take money out of your savings to live off of. So as you're drawing on your savings to live the lifestyle that you have, and the markets are down, welcome to a bigger hole. And you'll never recover if you have situations like the worst case scenario of the S&P 500 over any 10-year period. Now, granted, it only happens 5% of the time. But it still happens. And are you prepared to take on that risk? And this is what really bothers me, is that it's just do this.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the just portion of that, because it's not just do that. There's a whole bunch of factors that go into that, and it doesn't consider protection of your assets. It doesn't consider cash flow that you need. It doesn't consider timing of when you may need to draw from your investments or what you're putting into your investments. If you are 20 years old and you have 40 years before you're going to touch any of that money, and you have time to ride out a number of economic cycles, just hold an index might be an option for you.
And I think you nailed it based on age, or let's give people a time frame. In history, over the last 100 years, in order for you to get a pretty much positive rate of return in history on the S&P 500, you need to hold it for 20 years. You want to know what the median average rate of return means? Half the time above, half the time below, was 11.5% over any 20-year period. The worst performance of a 20-year performance. So if you went and bought your investments in March of 2020, went to the moon and came back 20 years later, your $1 million that you invested for 20 years would have been $2.5 million. That's the worst case scenario. You never touched it. I like those kind of numbers. So if you have a 20-year time horizon, index-based investing on just one index makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. So I have put, when my kids first had their RESP, load up on the index, which is what I've done. Because they have 18 years before they touch their first dollar. Mm-hmm. But people don't have 18 years before they touch their first dollar in retirement.
No.
And they can't take that kind of, so it's a big misunderstanding of people when they look at just what average rates of return are or median rates of return are. You never want to invest on a based on an average.
And we should talk about this more at our next seminar that's coming up. Yeah.
That's coming up on Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, join us after the break. We're going to be talking about that little pipeline that the Canadian government purchased and what it actually means for Canadians' bottom lines here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.